Thank you very much. I represent the German humanitarian organization Diakonie Katastrophenhilfe. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to share our experiences in assisting Syrian refugees in Turkey. With our local partner organization, Support to Life, we have provided basic services and protection assistance to refugees in Turkey since 2013. Since 2015, with EU funding from DG ECHO, which has turned over approximately 20 million euro up to now. In this program, which is an example of delivering in partnership of EU, German humanitarian organization and local civil society, but also local government. We have provided basic needs through cash assistance in a program that has since then evolved to the ESSN program now in Turkey. We have assisted in refugees' access to information, services, and psychosocial assistance, and have thereby contributed to the well-being of thousands of beneficiaries. Thirdly, we continue to cooperate with local and national government and non-government service providers, and also to learn from each other. For example, in our global conference on best practices in refugee protection, which took place in Ankara last September, which was also co-organized by EU Diakonie Katastrophenhilfe, Support to Life, and the Turkish Directorate General for Migration Management. The most important message I bring from this conference is that given the unknown duration of stay of many refugees in Turkey, but also globally, it is critical that social and economic inclusion and empowerment of refugees is pursued. And this not only helps the refugees, but also enhances acceptance in the host community. And for a final point, linking this also to the global dimension of the Refugee Compact, I want to stress again also the point that Ms. Muhaisen made and make a point for localization also of refugee support. The good practice from Turkey shall hopefully show the critical role of civil society and particularly also local actors, humanitarian and other organizations in bridging some of the existing gaps in refugee service provision. Especially in countries where government services might be limited, it is therefore critical to defend the space for humanitarian organizations, which can contribute to the shared burden, but also to the second goal of the Global Compact, which is refugee self-reliance. And this ensures essentially the dignity of, as we said earlier, also our fellow human beings. Thank you.